Okay.
The Gemara says over here on Daf Dalet Amud Aleph that we do bedikas chametz on the night of the 14th. And even those reason makdimah lemitzvahs would have demanded that we do it on the day of the 14th when the mitzvah biur chametz really applies, and as early as possible perhaps on the day of the 14th from the morning. Nonetheless, above and beyond reason makdimah lemitzvahs, the Gemara says we have to do the bedikas chametz, or Chazal established to do the bedikas chametz at night. And Rav Nachman here explains, and Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, b'shosh b'nei adam mitzvim b'botehem, at a time that people are found at home, v'or haner yafal bedika. And because the light of the candle is helpful for the bedikas chametz, it's more helpful than the light of the sun. And we asked, yesterday, why is it that we need both reasons? And then, furthermore, Amar Abaye Hilka Chaytzur Meirabanu Galifchas Beidnei Do Beorsa Detleisa Denagi Arbosar. The Talmud Chacham should not sit down to learn once the time for the bedikas chametz arrives. Dilma Mishka Chalish Shmaisei Vasei Umnu Mitzvah. Maybe he'll get caught up in his learning and forget to perform the mitzvah. But the implication of the word hilkach is that this follows directly from Rav Nachman's statement about doing bedikas chametz at night. How does this follow directly from Rav Nachman's statement? And, it sounds like it's somewhat different than other mitzvahs. It sounds like this is based on what Rav Nachman said, not just because the time for a mitzvah has arrived and one should be careful to perform the mitzvah once the time for the mitzvah has arrived. It sounds like there's something more going on here. So just in terms of putting this sugya in context of other mitzvahs, because I think in order to understand the sensitivities of this Gemara, we'll need to first understand what is the halacha in general when a person, when the time for a mitzvah arrives. What other activities, let's say eating, let's say learning, is one allowed to engage in once the time for the mitzvah has arrived? And this is not just local here to bedikas chametz and pesachim and davdalim. No, if it's really a shas topic, it comes up in many different mesechtes. Most prominently in Gemara and Shabbos and daftes and mebeis, where the Mishnah says lo yeshiv adam look at the mar mekaymes lo yeshiv adam ufnei hasaper samuf a mincha she is power. Once the time for mincha has arrived, a person is not supposed to sit and take a haircut. Lo yikane salam amerchas v'lo leborski v'lo lecha v'lo dedin, not to enter into a dentira, not to sit and to take a shower or a haircut. Once the time for mincha has arrived, im hischilu, but if you started ein mafsikin, then you don't have to stop in order to daven mincha. But mafsikin lekriyashma ein mafsikin letfilu. You don't have to stop for kriyashma, but you do have to stop. You don't have to stop for tefillah, but you do have to stop for kriyashma. Why is there a difference between kriyashma and tefillah? Rashi explains because kriyashma is deiraisa, tefillah is only midrabbanan. This, in fact, is one of the sources that the Ramban cites in his dispute with the Rambam whether tefillah is deiraisa or tefillah is derabbanan. The machlokes the Rambam and the Ramban have in the Sefer HaMitzvahs, the Rambam counts the mitzvah to daven every day as a mitzvah saseh deiraisa, la'avdo b'chol avavcha, meizu avodah shebeleves at tefillah. And the Ramban disagrees in his comments in Sefer HaMitzvahs that tefillah is only midrabbanan. One of the rayas that the Ramban brings that tefillah is only midrabbanan is from this Gemara, that the Gemara says, kriyashma, you have to stop in the middle of whatever you're doing. In order to say Elaine Kriyashma, and Tefillah, you don't have to stop because Tefillah is the Dirabbanan as opposed to Kriyashma, which is Dirais. And the Gemara makes this point in the Sechta Sukkah as well. Misha Baba Derech, if a person is coming along the way, Vohaya Biyada Lulav Lito. He hasn't taken Lulav. When he comes into his house, he has to take Lulav right away. So Amarta Naitlal Shulchanai, he should take it from his table. Amarta Naitlal Shulchanai. The Meimer de Mafsik, that implies a person sitting at his table and he's eating, and all of a sudden the time for the lulav arrives, he has to stop eating in order to take lulav. Ramini, but 1 second, says the Gemara, Mishchilu ein mafsikin, but if you already started, that's what the Gemara said in Shabbos, and Mishchilu ein mafsikin, you don't have to stop. So the Gemara concludes in the end, Amar Rabba, my kushi, duma hadaraisa, hadarabanon, lulav is deraisa, tefillah is derabanon. When did we say Mishchilu ein mafsikin? If you started, which sounds like be'isa, right? You started when you weren't supposed to. You have to stop. That's for a mitzvah midrash. For a mitzvah midrash, once you started, we don't make you stop. So why do you have to stop your meal and for lulav? So Gemara says that's not surprising at all. Lulav is deraisa, similar to kriyashma, right? Presumably we're talking about the first day of Yontif, so where lulav is deraisa everywhere. So lulav is deraisa, you have to stop your meal if you started be'isa once the time for the mitzvah came, and that's tefillah, you don't have to stop, and that's what the Gemara is talking about in Shabbos, in Mishchilu, ein mafsika, and that's talking about for tefillah. But just like for kriyashma, you have to stop your meal in order to end kriyashma, so too for lulav, you have to stop your meal in order to take lulav. And that was the way it was presumed to be, according to most of the Rishonim. The Gemara there in Sukkah does bring up another factor, where the Gemara says, Amar Rav Safra loikasha, he resolves the contradiction in a different way. One is talking about where there is no time left in the day, and the other is talking about where there is time left in the day. Now, clearly, this doesn't mean, if there is no time left during the day, you have to stop. If there is time left during the day, you don't have to stop. What that means is not that your meal could somehow you know, possibly be doicha the mitzvah, you know, and the Gemara here is teaching us, no, your meal is not doicha the mitzvah, and if there's no more time left, you have to stop your meal in order to perform the mitzvah. That was obvious. Of course, your meal, your corned beef sandwich, or brisket, whatever you're eating, or stuffed cabbage, is not doicha, tefillah, or any other mitzvah, certainly a mitzvah midaraisa. What the Gemara here is saying is, if there's time left in the day, after your meal will be finished, to perform the mitzvah. Of course, you could stop later on. Do you have to stop right now? So the Gemara says, if there's ika shahuz b'yoyim, if there's time left in the day after your meal will reasonably be concluded, then maybe you don't have to stop. If there ain't shahuz b'yoyim, your meal now, well, not that you're already up against the shkia. If you're already up against the shkia, you have to stop right now no matter what it is. It's talking about your meal will probably continue until the shkia, so then you have to stop right now. We can't allow you to continue on in the meal because... But the meal will carry you through to the shkia, so you have to stop even if it's already, you know, 4 o'clock, and the shkia is not till 6 o'clock. You already have to stop now because ain't shahuz b'yom, there won't be time left at the end. But then the Gemara seems to move away from that and goes with the classical distinction: hadai raisa, hadai rabbanan. You have to be mafsik for mitzvah midaraisa. You don't have to be mafsik for mitzvah midarabbanan if you start to be iser. But clearly, right, chevra, once the time for the mitzvah has come, you're not supposed to sit down and engage in another activity like a meal, like taking a shower, like taking a haircut. The Rambam has a somewhat different perspective. The Rambam over here, Perek Beis of Hilchos Kriyas Malach Vav, is of the opinion that even for a mitzvah midaraisa, you do not have to stop in the middle of the mitzvah, in the middle of a meal, in order to perform the mitzvah. Once you start it, you don't have to stop. See, Rabbi Rishayim were of the opinion that if you start it, you shouldn't have started. If you start it, be Yisr. Well, if we're dealing with a mitzvah midaraisa, we're gonna bother you to stop because you really did something wrong and it's an infringement, you know, on the mitzvah midaraisa. If it's a mitzvah midarabanan, no, you know, you did something wrong, but we're not gonna make you stop now. The Rambam doesn't distinguish between mitzvahs midaraisa and mitzvahs midarabanan. The Rambam's opinion is once you start it, be Yisr, we don't make you stop. The Rambam says, "Hay oisik b'achilo goimer ba'achak ha'koresh mi'kriyashma." If a person was eating, the Rambam doesn't distinguish between when he started be'isr, he didn't start be'isr. The time for the mitzvah had already come. The time for the mitzvah had not already come. When we say the time for the mitzvah has come, we either mean, you know, when literally the time for the mitzvah has come, which is within a half an hour from when the time of the mitzvah will come, when a person should already be contemplating performing the mitzvah. So for, whether a person started, you know, once the time for the mitzvah had come, or within a half an hour to that time, or whether a person started earlier, the Rambam says a person never has to stop, you know, his activity in order to learn Kriya Shema. But, if he's afraid that the time will pass, then a person should stop. Now, not wait till the last minute. He should stop now. The Ravid disagrees, and he sides with the Rav Arishayim. What are you talking about? The Gemara seemed to distinguish between mitzvahs midaraisa and mitzvahs midarabanan. Mitzvahs midarabanan, if you start to be Issa, we don't make you stop. Mitzvahs midaraisa, if you start to be Issa, we do make you stop. And therefore, the Ravid disagrees with the Rambam and sides with Rav Arishayim. The truth of the matter is that the Rambam learned that Gemara and Shabbos differently. The Rambam in the Parish of Mishnayos, which sometimes is at odds with what he writes in the Mishnah Torah, sometimes, though, fills in the blanks. So over here, it seems to fill in the blanks. When the Gemara said in Shabbos, the mafsikin l'kriyashma ve'im mafsikin l'tfilah, so the Rambam understood that what that means is a person has to stop his learning, but not that he has to stop one of these previous activities. If a person started one of these activities, he never has to stop, even though he started Be'isr. What does it mean? It's referring only to a person who's in the middle of learning. If you're in the middle of learning, then you have to stop to learn Kriya Shema. You don't have to stop to daven. That's what the Rambam says. V'amru mafsikin l'kriya shema v'ein mafsikin l'tfila. Ein hakavana shemafsikin es hadin l'kriya shema v'ein mafsikin l'tfila. No, we're talking about stopping an entire or meal or a haircut or a shower. Of course, you don't even have to stop for Kriya Shema for that. Of course, right? You're going to have to stop if you're up against the clock, but otherwise you don't have to. El perusha anashim shayu always can be Torah. We're talking about people who are learning. The Giyas my Kriya Shema mafsikin limudam. The time for Kriya Shema has arrived. They should stop. You know, like in the Haggadah, right? Rabbi Seinu, he Giyas my Kriya Shema shal shachris. You have to stop. You know, Sipur Yitzias Mitzrayim. Stop your learning in order to learn Kriya Shema. The Giyas my Atfila mafsikin alimim b'shvilo. But if a person is in the middle of a seder, daf yomi, and the time for davening has come, he doesn't have to stop his shiur in order to daven right away. He's already started, beheter, and if he didn't start beheter, but he started beiser, he still doesn't have to stop. Once you've already started, you don't have to stop. All of these activities, a person started, he doesn't have to stop. So it seems it's interesting, machlekes rishonim, if a person started beiser, does he have to stop when it comes to a mitzvah midaraisa? So there's a sefer called Shalom Yehuda. Shalom Yehuda was written by Rabbi Eliezer Pluchinsky. Rabbi Eliezer Pluchinsky, probably not a famous name to people. Anyone know who he is? It was. He was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Yashiv, the son-in-law of Rabbi Levin. So he was, if anything, I don't know, he might even still be alive, but if anything, he only passed away in the last few years. He was alive for, in recent times. Yeah, Rabbi Yashiv's brother-in-law. So he wrote a Sefer Shalom Yehuda years ago, in the 60s or 70s, among the topics. So in the Shalom Yehuda, he explains that perhaps this Machlokes HaRishonim is about what is really the issue over here with doing mitzvahs right away when the time for the mitzvah arrives. Is it because, we're afraid if you engage in another activity, you'll dilly-dally and you won't get the mitzvah done at all, right? You'll get caught up in what you're doing. In which case, if you start to be Iser, we're still going to make you stop, at least with regards to mitzvah midaraisa. We're going to inconvenience you to do so because we're afraid even more by mitzvah midaraisa, you're going to miss the opportunity to do the mitzvah and you'll get carried away with what you're doing. At mitzvah derabbanan, we weren't as cautious, so we didn't make you stop. We didn't want to inconvenience you just for a mitzvah midaraisa. But for mitzvah midaraisa, we did, because as you continue eating, or as you continue with your haircut, as you continue with your shower, we're afraid you're going to get carried away and you'll miss the opportunity to perform the mitzvah. However, for the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be that that's the problem, that that's the issue. Because if that would be the issue, then, if you start a Be'isa, we should make you stop. For the Rambam, what it seems like the main focus is that when the time for a mitzvah arrives, a person shouldn't start another activity, because that's insulting to the mitzvah. Kind of like a Zrizim Akdimim LaMitzvah's idea, that once the time for the mitzvah arrives, you have two choices in front of you, haircut or mincha. And if you chose haircut, that speaks volumes about you. But once you did it, you won't solve the problem by stopping, right? If you started your meal, be'iser, why are we going to stop you now? The insult has already been perpetrated. So it's not going to solve the situation or even make it any better by asking you to stop. So for the Rambam, it seems like it's because we want you to choose, like this is like a test. We want you to choose the mitzvah first, not an exercise, but a test of a person's priorities. We want you to choose the mitzvah first, as opposed to the other activities. And if you already chose wrong, you're not going to solve the problem now. Well, we're not really afraid you're going to get carried away and forget to do the mitzvah. The other Rishonim, this is a very practical, pragmatic issue, is that you're going to get carried away. So if a mitzvah midaraisa, we don't take any chances. A mitzvah midarabanan, we give you a little bit more leeway. These two issues, though, keep coming up. What is really the focus of what's going on over here in terms of engaging another activity once the time for mitzvah has arrived? Is it because we want you to do the mitzvah first? Or is it because we're actually afraid you're going to get carried away and forget to perform the mitzvah? It's an issue that keeps coming up. So unfortunately, people are not as aware of these halachas, perhaps as they should be, and we'll explain why, but it's still nonetheless a sad situation. So what did the Gemara say? The Gemara said when the time for a mitzvah arrives, man mincha, you shouldn't sit down to a meal. Really? Chever, man mincha is pretty soon. Who's planning on eating lunch before they daven mincha? So what's going on over here? So Gemara says, "Hi, Samach leMincha. Which Mincha are we talking about? Ilei, it says Gemara over here, Ois Dalit. Ilei mal Mincha Gedoyla Ma'alo. You're talking about Mincha Gedoyla. What are you worried about? Ha'ika Shohuz B'Yom Tuva. Now that implies the fear that you're going to get carried away and forget to do the mitzvah. So what are you afraid of if it's Mincha Gedoyla? Ela Samach leMincha Ketana. We're talking about Mincha Ketana. So mischilo, right, an hour and a half before the Tzitzikah comes. Before the Shkiyah Sakhama. Mischilo. Two and a half hours before Mincha Ketana is 2.5 hours before the Shkia, right? And an hour and a quarter before is the Plaga Mincha. So Mischilo ain't mafsikin. If you started already, you don't have to stop. Neimat have it to you after Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. 1 minute. If that's the case, then what we're talking about is Mincha Gedol. What are you afraid of? You have 5 hours to have a Mincha. No, we're talking about Mincha Ketana, 3:30. So said, but 1 minute. But we also said a mischilo. If you started your meal, you don't have to stop for mincha. Ein mafsikin. So name it. Have it to you. To Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. This should be a kasha. Did I lose you? We here. This should be a kasha. Are we still here? Yeah, we here. Can you hear me? No, I lost it. I lost you. You can hear me. I feel like I lost you. Let me switch routers. Give me a second.
Video's frozen, but we can still hear you.
Let me try this one. Okay. Can you hear me now? Can we hear? Okay. So the Gemara says, let's say we're talking about Mincha. Can you hear me? Yeah? No, I lost you again. This is terrible. going on. Can you hear me? Okay, bro, or no? I lost you.
Yeah.
Oh, you can? No one's video is working. Oh, now we're back. Okay. Okay, sorry about that. Okay. Okay. So the Gemara says, we're talking about Mincha Katana. Well, if we're talking about Mincha Katana, the Gemara said, Mischilu, Emafsiken, that this should be an insurmountable kasha to Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say? And this is critical. The statement of Yeshua ben Levi. Yeshua ben Levi said, Kevin Shegiyaz Man Tfilas HaMincha, Asela Adam Shiyitam Klum, Kaidam Shiyispal Tfilas Mincha. A person is not allowed to eat anything. How can you continue on in your meal just because you started already? You're not allowed to snack. Nothing. Zero. Once the time for a mitzvah, for mincha has arrived. So how could you continue on? And he's talking about mincha katana. So the Gemara says, we're talking about mincha gedoyla. And we're not talking about a suda katana. You're right, you're not going to get carried away with your tuna fish sandwich or your sushi and forget to daven mincha at 6:30 just because you had sushi at 12:30. What we're talking about is a suda gedoyla, a wedding. You go to a suda gedoyla, 12:30, you might forget to daven mincha. If you're going to sit down to a meal, prior to davening mincha, even though we're not talking about, up against the time of the shkia, where the zman mincha is going to end, we're talking about the zman mincha gedoy, we still have to be afraid. Rebaka by Yaakov, Amar Liyaylam, no, we're talking about suda katana, a small meal. A small meal, tuna fish sandwich at 12:30, what are you worried about? You never know where the tuna fish sandwich can lead. It starts with a tuna fish sandwich and ends up with a bag of potato chips, and then all of a sudden it's a pretzels, and then hot pretzels, and then s'mores, and then hot chocolate. And before you know it, it's already the shkia. Okay. So Bachar Bar Yaakov says, no tuna fish sandwich from the time of Mincha Gedoyla. That was not the, that was one opinion of the Gemara. The Gemara, in the middle though, said, no, we're talking only about a Suda Gedoyla of Isman Mincha Gedoyla, not a Suda Ketan of Isman Mincha Gedoyla. So how do we paskin over here? Tosfos says we paskin not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Near the Hachi Hilchasa, we paskin not like Rav Acha bar Yaakov, a Shari Suda Ketan of Mincha Gedoyla. You're allowed to have a tuna fish sandwich. Okay, Tosfos, we have on our side. You're allowed to have a tuna fish sandwich. At the time of Mincha Gedoyla, adz man tefila, v'davka suda gedoyla, only a suda gedoyla is also, kigon sudas erisim v'nisuin v'sudas mila also. Okay, so these things you shouldn't have at 12:30, once even Mincha Gedoyla arrives, until a person has davened mincha, which I think is correct. Most weddings, they'll daven mincha at the chassan's tish, before anyone ever sits down for a meal, even though it's well before the shkia. Udaloi Rav Acha bar Yaakov, now Rav Acha bar Yaakov, also filu suda katana, samach mincha gedoyla. Now Rav Acha bar Yaakov, who held that even a suda katana, even a little meal, a tuna fish sandwich at the time of the mincha gedoyla is aser, the halacha kalishna kama. We don't paskin like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. However, Tosfos adds at the last line, umiyu samach mincha katana, aser filu suda katana. But once mincha katana has arrived, 3:30, you're not allowed to have any more suda katana. You can't have, let's say the shkia is late at 8 o'clock, you can't sit down to supper, even though that's a typical suda katana. I don't know what people have going on in their private homes, but it's not going to be similar to a wedding. Some people have a soup and a salad and a dessert by every night. But if that's not your mahalich, it's not a suda gedoyla over here. So then, we should have said, what's the concern? No. A suda ketana, samuch mincha ketana, says Tosfos, that is a problem. What is permitted? Suda ketana, samuch mincha gedoyla. Lunch. Supper or dinner before medami mincha sounds like that would be an issue. The rush quotes the Rif, who paskin like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Rav Alphas posa kalishna basara. Afilu suda katana also samach lemincha gedoyla. Wow! No tuna fish sandwich. Comes the time for lunch. Comes the time for mincha gedoyla. V'chei nir l'rabenu yoyna. We paskin like Rav Acha bar Yaakov. Wow. But then, we have a balamor. There's a million sheet. There's four sheet. There's some rishonim over here. Then we have a balamor. The balamor said, 1 minute. The Gemara only came to that conclusion. We're talking about a suda gedoyla, samach mincha gedoyla, because of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. What did Rabbi Shua ben Levi? We wanted to say we're talking about mincha gedoyla. The word says mincha gedoyla. What are you worried about? You have 6 hours to the shkia zacham. What's going to happen with your tuna fish sandwich already? The word says you're right. We're talking about Mincha Ketana. Mincha Ketana! We can't be talking about Mincha Ketana. Because then it's going to be a kasha of Rabbi Shua ben Levi. You said, once you start, you don't have to stop. Rabbi Shua ben Levi says you can't eat anything, even Twizzlers, once the time for Mincha Ketana has arrived. But we don't pass Gedar Rabbi Shua. Where it goes back to to Mincha Gedara. But we don't pass Gedar Rabbi Shua ben Levi, says the Baal HaMor. Over here it says the Gemara and Brachas, Chav Chesem Ebeis, Veles Hilchasa, Like Reb Huna, but like Reb Yeshua ben Levi. What's Reb Huna? That's what the Gemara there is discussing. But like Reb Yeshua ben Levi, the Gemara throws a pot shot at Reb Yeshua ben Levi in the middle of Brochus, Chafesim Lebeis. The Gemara doesn't bring him up at all. Where it says, by the way, we pass like Reb Huna and not like Reb Yeshua ben Levi. What? Who mentioned Reb Yeshua ben Levi? Mind the Kashmei. So Gemara says, no. The Amar Reb Yeshua ben Levi, Kevin Shegiyas Mount Tfilas Amincha. Also, the Yadim Shitam Klum Kodim Shispal Tfilas Mincha. Once the time for Mincha has arrived, Mincha Ketani, you're not allowed to have a snack. Nothing. Zero. Wow, so we don't pass on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. You can have a snack. So says the Baal HaMor, the only reason we backtracked and we said we're not talking about Mincha Ketana, we went back to the Mincha Gedayla and the tuna fish sandwich by lunch is because of Yeshua ben Levi. We got scared away, but we don't pass on Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So therefore says the Baal HaMor, you know what's only usher? Is a Suda Ketana, Samach Mincha Ketana. So therefore says the Baal HaMor, over here is Vav. No, Suda Gedayla, there's no issue at all. Well, Yeshua ben Levi, and where are we? Uba perish Armin less Hilchik Bahakra Bishub and Levi at the end of the second line. Hilka Khloy Hashin Lamai Darmin and Allah Hakabi Gemara. Therefore we stop the Gemara after that point and we leave off in the sugya where the Gemara left off before Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, which is we're talking about Suda Ketana Samach Lamincha Ketana. That's what's usher. But anything that's not Mincha Ketana, but before Mincha Ketana is all permitted. Then the fourth opinion over here, the Rosh in Masechtas Brachos quotes from Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam passing not like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. Over here, the Oizayin in the brackets, okay, Pazuk Rabbeinu Tam, Parakam, the Shabbos, the Mukim, Asisim, the Loy, Eshav, Adam, Ufnei, Asabar, a person should not sit down for another activity once the time for the Mincha has arrived. Over Mincha Gedoyla, Avasu, the Ketana, Samach, Mincha Gedoyla, Motor, you're allowed to sit down for a tuna fish sandwich, Samach, Mincha Gedoyla, Vechei, Nami, Samach, Mincha Ketana. We're not afraid, Suda Ketana is always Mutter. It's only Suda Gedoyla, Samach, Mincha Ketana. That's a problem. Wow, okay. Mincha Gedoyla, Vasuda Ketana, Samach, Mincha Gedoyla, Mutter. So how did this all shake out? Because he says we go over here and by Durabanan's Lakula, so we only have the most lenient interpretation of this halacha, which is you can't sit down to a wedding once the time for Mincha Ketana has arrived. So Rabbeinu Tam is the most lenient. How do we pass over here in the Shulchan Aruch? All the opinions are brought. The Shulchan Aruch himself passes like the Ritz. No tuna fish sandwich once the time for lunch has, for Mincha Gedoyla has arrived. Well, Yesh Vadim Fnei HaSapir, we're talking about a Suda Ketana Samach Mincha Gedoyla. Wow. Then the Ramah quotes all the other three opinions. The Ramah says, V'yesh Chokim, Usvir Lahu, the Suda Ketana Mutter. Lunch is Mutter. V'ein Olas Arak V'sudas Nisun Amila. But a Suda Gedoyla at Mincha Gedoyla, 12:30, that's ever a problem. There are those who said, Suda Gedoyla in the morning is permitted, in the afternoon is allowed, in the early afternoon. That was Rabbeinu Tam. And that was the Baal HaMor, who said, no, we're only talking about Mincha Ketana. We only started, went back to Mincha Gedoyla, because the Shulchan Levi, we don't pass the Shulchan Levi. Fine, only Mincha Ketana. That was Rabbeinu Tam. Rabbeinu Tam said, even a Suda Ketana, Samach Mincha Ketana is allowed. What's us, sir? Is the Suda Gedoyla, Samach Mincha Gedoyla, Samach Mincha Ketana, the most lenient approach. V'nagu l'haka k'shtei asvaris, says the Ramah, we are lenient with regards to this issue. D'haynu b'suda gedoyla samach mincha gedoyla, b'suda ketana samach mincha ketana. You can have we can sit down for a wedding already from, even though the time for mincha gedoyla has arrived. You can have supper or dinner once the time for mincha ketana has arrived. The only thing that's us is suda gedoyla samach mincha ketana. You shouldn't sit down to a wedding once the time for mincha ketana has arrived. Why are we so lenient? So the Ramah is going to explain why we're so lenient. We'll get back to that in a second. It's because here we have nowadays alarms that remind everyone to come to shul. However, then the Ramah throws in a chumra mihu besuda gedoyla yesh lahachmir afilu samach mincha gedoyla. However, he says, you know what? It's the right thing to be machmir, like not the most lenient approach, that the only thing that's prohibited is a wedding in the late afternoon. We should be a little bit more machmir, a wedding or a big meal, even bisman mincha gedoyla, we should be a little bit more careful. Lunch, you don't have to be machmir for that. The Bialok is quick to say the Ramah was never machmir on lunch. You can have lunch, Look over here in the Bir Halakha, the brackets over there. I'm a Bir Agrosha, Kosev Da'ikar Kedei Azu. We really paskin, it's only Suda Gedayla, Samach Mincha Ketana, Samach Mincha Gedayla. Suda Ketana, you really never have to worry about. Valkei Nira Da'af Mishayna writes a Lismach Al Minik Shanagula Hakel. If you don't want to rely on the minig of having even a Suda, the only thing that's us there is a Suda Gedayla, Samach Mincha Ketana. If you don't want to be going like the most lenient, the only thing you should be machmir for is like this approach, which is Suda Gedayla, Samach Mincha Gedayla. But to stop being machmir on lunch and stop being machmir on other things, that far, he feels you don't really have to go. It's only a problem of a Suda Gedayla. The truth of the matter is the Mishnah Berurah is not, the Gra is not consistent, because it says that the Gra would not take a shower once the time for Mincha Gedayla arrived. The Gra would not take a haircut once the time for Mincha Gedayla arrived. Which I don't know if that's considered to be a Suda Gedayla. So there are those who are machmir for this, they won't, I always talk to Rav Shechter after he used to give shir. He always ate lunch after shir. I have no idea why. I'm just telling you, we always have mincha after shir, and he would always eat lunch after shir. I don't know. I think now he goes home for lunch before shir. But you can have lunch before once the time for mincha gedayla is arrived, but suda gedayla is a problem. What's a suda gedayla? So we said a wedding, a bris mila. But once the time of mincha gedayla is arrived, you shouldn't sit down to a suda gedayla until you daven mincha. What about a yontif meal? This comes up in Rosh Hashanah all the time. People are davening, finish davening, not this year, but people finish davening a musa from Rosh Hashanah. It's already the time for the mincha. Can they go home and have a yontif meal, suda gedayla, once the time for mincha gedayla has arrived? So Mishnah Berurah says, suda Shabbos for yontif, lo mikri suda gedayla. But then, he calls the chai adam, the suda yontif mikri suda gedayla. Others feel that it is considered to be a Tzuda Gedayla. And there are those who are machmer for this. So that's why many shuls, if they finish davening Musaf, once the time for the Mincha Gedayla has arrived, they won't go home and eat lunch. Tzudas Yantav is a Tzuda Gedayla. And therefore they'll be careful to daven Mincha first before going home and having lunch. So many are careful about this, not to have a Tzudas Yantav once the time for the Mincha Gedayla has arrived. But you can have something. One wants to be careful not to have supper before Mincha, but once the time for Mincha Gedayla, even Mincha Ketana, that's a nice, it can be makra for that too. But Meikar Adin would be really paskin, only Tzudas Gedayla, Samach Mincha Gedayla, or, basic, most lenient approach, Tzudas Gedayla, Samach Mincha Ketana. Tzudas Ketana, we're never really too afraid, and we certainly don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. We don't pass like Yeshua ben Levi. You're not allowed to snack once the time for a mitzvah. Once the time for a mitzvah is arrived. So we're gonna have to figure out what's the story over here with Bedikas Chametz. Is Bedikas Chametz the same as other mitzvahs? Is not the same as other mitzvahs? We'll have to finish up with the Shomer. And what about eating before Kiyas Shofar? What about eating before Halachas Neros Chanukah? Are we all the same over here? Are some halachas different? We're gonna see. There's a little bit of inconsistency with regards to all these halachas. We'll have to sort it all out. And then Mirza Shem are going to go on in the Gemara to Bedikas Chametz and a rented apartment and all interesting things. All right, let's stop. Say something quick on the panel.